On to our final story now. People in Indian-controlled Kashmir have staged a general strike against the Indian Prime Minister's visit to the region. Schools, shops, and other businesses are shut during Narendra Modi's first official visit to the Himalayan region. A curfew has also been declared in the old quarters of Srinagar, the main city there. Kashmiris have been ordered to stay indoors. Police say the restrictions were imposed to prevent any violent protests. Kashmir has been the scene of violent protests in recent years, as Indian troops are in constant clashes with pro-independence fighters in the disputed region. Manmohan Samara, correspondent, joins us from New Delhi to tell us about the visit by the Indian Prime Minister. Manmohan Samara, in some respects, it is a historic visit. Are we to see any easing of tensions there and any change of policy coming from India?
Well, Kaveh, it doesn't look that Narendra Modi's visit comes with some kind of surprise for the people of Delhi. At the moment, it was the first official visit since Narendra Modi joined office on May 26th last year. In 2014. But this first visit was officially, only for a rail link that was joining a Hindu shrine with the state of Jammu and Kashmir. And at the same time, he was here to inaugurate a power project some 100 miles away from the summer capital, Srinagar, which is in the town of Uri. But as far as you said, there is a very less chance that any policies could change with the new government coming into the power. But people of Kashmir are optimistic that there could be some sources which could help them to change a little bit of attitude, that could change an attitude from the government side towards the people of Jammu and Kashmir. And today, which this was the first visit from Narendra Modi since he took the office, but the visit was welcomed with a protest and a complete shutdown that was held in all parts of major cities across the summer capital, Srinagar, and across all the towns and districts. In fact, we could probably see police patrolling the streets, and streets were deserted as no public moment was allowed. And at the same time, it also caused a kind of inconvenience for people moving from one place to another. They were limited to their houses. At the same time, the BJP is considered as critical towards the people of Jammu and Kashmir, especially. They are considered as Hindu hardliners who have a very tough stance related to Muslims, because Narendra Modi is somebody who is related to one of the worst incidents in Indian history. That was the 2002 Gujarat riots, in which Muslims were killed. But expectations are there. People expect that something good would change, and it could probably be good for the people of Jammu and Kashmir. But in the ground reality doesn't look so much, because BJP, the Bharatiya Janata Party, or the ruling party, has been critical about the Article 370, the article which gives a special status to the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Well, people are a little bit, they're cynical, and they're a little bit afraid that this political party could probably hurt their sentiments, because in the recent times when they were holding elections, their manifestos were saying that they could probably try to dissolve the Article 370. At the same time, they've also promised the people of the country that they could probably rehabilitate the Kashmiri Pandits or Kashmiri Hindus, which many separatists have denounced, and they have protested in a large scale. And they have said that they're trying to, India is trying to change the demography of the state of Jammu and Kashmir, which holds a princely stature in the Indian constitution. Back to you, Kaveh.
All right, very well. We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Manmohan Samara, our correspondent, talking to us there from New Delhi.